Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today brought clear skies and warm temperatures across Israel, with a slight breeze in Tel Aviv and sunny spells over Jerusalem. As night falls, expect mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel has targeted Hezbollah's terror infrastructure in southern Lebanon earlier this hour. Also, from Walla, the CEO of the Peace Council met with Prime Minister Netanyahu, stating that Hamas is not required to disappear. Also this hour, YNET reveals that an IDF colonel warns of potential renewed fighting in Gaza as Hamas rebuilds. Separately, I-24 News reports that Hezbollah launched its largest drone swarm attack on Israel's northern border in earlier reporting. And finally, according to Forward, an Israeli report on systematic sexual violence from October 7 aims to shift the debate towards accountability. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that Iran has released human rights lawyer Nazrin Sotoudeh on bail. She was arrested in early April. The account IL Red Alert noted 20 minutes ago that the Israeli Air Force intercepted a suspicious aerial target in southern Lebanon near IDF operations. No civilian alerts were issued. Sharon Haskell, a member of Israel's Knesset, shared moments ago about her meeting in Athens with Greece's deputy foreign minister. She emphasized the importance of facts in countering propaganda, especially in light of the violence on October 7. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's action in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel's military targeted Hezbollah's infrastructure. This comes as Hezbollah commits to continuing the conflict with Israel. The implications for regional stability are significant, as tensions remain high. Turning to the meeting with Netanyahu, Nikolai Mladenov, CEO of the Peace Council, emphasized dialogue over eradication. This, according to Walla, suggests a potential shift in negotiations with Hamas. The impact on peace talks remains uncertain. Meanwhile, YNET highlights concerns from IDF Colonel Omri Mashia. He warned that despite current ceasefires, Hamas is rearming in Gaza. Communities near the border are protesting cuts to military protection, raising fears of renewed hostilities. That strike comes hours after Hezbollah's drone swarm attack, as reported by I-24 News. The attack targeted Israel's northern border earlier today. This escalation poses new challenges for Israel's defense strategies. Finally, Forward discusses a new report on sexual violence during the Hamas-led attacks of October 7. The report aims to hold perpetrators accountable and change the narrative surrounding these events. This could lead to increased international scrutiny and calls for justice. On the economic front, First Globes reports that Rafael and Volkswagen will collaborate on producing Iron Dome parts. This joint venture marks a significant step in defense manufacturing. Separately, YNET Business notes that Wix stock has plunged 30% on Wall Street. Weak revenue reports and negative operating profitability are the causes influencing broader market trends. And finally, CTech highlights a panel on AI's impact on startups. Experts discussed how AI is reshaping Israel's tech ecosystem and the future of entrepreneurship. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.